Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl Cindy at Open Talk 2. I want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. And again, I always want to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. And it inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible individuals on my show that have been successful in their careers. And it inspires me to know when I've touched and inspired someone who has took my advice and just started their business or just took that extra step on doing what they wanted to do to build a better career for themselves. Remember, I always tell you, if you want to be successful, you got to surround yourself around positive energy so you can focus on your plans and your provisions. Remember, this is what the show is about, inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other. Remember, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out because this is your life, your dream, your reality. Also, I want to take the time to thank everyone, well, my now hiphop.family, for the article that they've written on me. And I want to thank everyone who has took the time to post your comments to my article. And I did read every last comment, and it touched me so much. So thank you for taking your time for doing that. Last week on the show, I had a group from Atlanta named We Are Toots. Today on the show, going to have a pioneer of rap, got to have the legendary Curtis Blow. He's definitely going to be up in here this morning with me. Want to say good morning to my XRQK, Los Angeles, 80 News Talk, Airtime America Radio. Good morning out there. All right, y'all, you know what time it is. Time to be messy. Have my ear to the street on Love and Hip Hop. And, of course, had my ear to the street with my Real Housewives of Atlanta. Good morning, MJ. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, and you?
I'm fine, girl. Let's talk about our Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Ooh.
Girl. Well, you know, kudos to Cynthia and Peter. They had their three-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
And, yeah, they celebrated that, and... I know Candy was a little pissed off with Todd because he quit the production on them.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. But you know what? He came back at the very end of the show. He did get back on board with them, so.
Well, he had two braces, so you know how it is.
I know. He knew better. And,
he really
did. Did you check out Portia's house?
It's nice, but it's a little too big for one person and two dogs.
It is. 8,000 square foot. That is just 8,000. Majorly too big. That's too big. But she took NeNe there, and they walked around her house. It was real, real nice, girl.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, little child. And you saw Kenya. She did some bonding time with her family, and she announced to them that she was thinking about having a baby. I was like,
honey,
Kenya, really?
No, Kenya needs therapy. She doesn't need a baby right now.
Girl, poor Kenya. Well, okay, let's get to the juicy. Okay, they took their little bonding trip to the vineyard, and what's the new girl name? Natalie?
Natalie, yes.
Natalie, baby. Natalie was throwing some shade on Todd. I was like, wait a minute.
Like, who is your friend? Nobody knows who your friend is, so why are you throwing this up? You don't even know Candy like that, so why?
But that's all right. Candy, settle down. Candy say, yeah, Todd,
would.
upgraded.
You sure did, Natalie.
Yeah. Your girl was there. Did you see your girl, Marlo?
Marlo, yes. We love
Marlo. I know you love Marlo, but I know Marlo was cutting up on their bus.
Yeah, she was a little wrong for some of the stuff she was saying, but that's Marlo. You gotta love her for it.
I know. She called her fat. She said, "What you think they doing on the next bus? Probably eating." I say, "Oh, Marlo."
You know, Kendall loves her food. I can't hate on that.
She do. She don't show deprive herself from eating. I know that. You right about that. You're right about that. What else was going on there? Nothing else. That was it, huh?
All this going to be good next week, though. We going to wait for next week when Christopher Williams, he going to be on there. So it's going to be interesting.
It is going to be awesome. It's going to be hot. So
what happened on our love and hip-hop? Rich and Erica. Good Lord.
You know, it's their show.
Yeah, really it is.
It's their show. I don't understand why Erica just don't go ahead and commit to him and just be through with it.
Yeah, I think so. I think the girl, she just, I don't know, try to make Rich jealous or whatnot, but she loves
That's
Rich.
That's what it is. That's
he
loves what it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly. And old Peta and Amina, they went and looked at apartments yesterday, and that Amina fell in love with her little apartment, and she nerved him up when she said she was ready to have babies. He wasn't ready for that. That Peta wasn't ready for that. I say, Peta, that's a
Well, you know, y'all married now, so what?
Yeah. And you see, he ended his relationship with Tara, so.
Well, I mean, seriously, he's still a father, so I hope he doesn't give that up, at least, you know.
Nah, I doubt he will.
Yeah.
What else happened on there? Your Joe Budden. Oh, girl, turned Joe Budden down. I thought she was going to stay here.
I mean, he still cheated. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter how you do the proposal. It could be beautiful, but he cheated on her. I mean, you can't forgive that.
Well, you know, sometimes you could kind of forgive a little bit.
He might do it again. He's always going to have that in the back of her head, so that he's going to do it again. So Harry, as Joe says.
There's nothing going on with them. Girl, what else going on in gossip? I heard Dennis Rodman is going to rehab.
Yes.
Maria. I know. My poor Dennis. Well, at least he's getting some help. I guess that's the main thing.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Well, all righty. MJ, thank you for calling in this morning.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, y'all. That was y'all dose of reality. You know, we got to be messy. We got to put it out there a little bit. Not too much jumping on Real Housewives of Atlanta, but it's definitely going to be explosive next week. And if y'all tune into the Have and Have Nots, I'm sure something going to be popping off on there tonight. So definitely going to be watching that. All righty. Going to take a commercial break. And then when I come back, give you your blast from the past. And then we're going to welcome, of course, legendary rapper, pioneer Curtis Blow to the studio. So don't move. But also, I want to also advertise Alpha Zone Driving School. He is located at 16200 Ella Boulevard. Their number is 832-716-9968. Also, you can get free quotes on your taxes as well. So check him out. As for Paul, make sure you let him know that Cindy sent you, and, hey, he'll hook you up. So sit back, hold tight, and we'll hit you with the commercials, then your blast from the past, and I'm going to be in with Curtis Blow. Don't move.
Are you ready for some football? Real women playing real football? Well, check out the Houston Power Women Football Team at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. You want to capture the diva in you? You want to show off that perfect image? We'll call Nicholas at Picture It Photography at 281-716-0239. Again, that's Picture It Photography. Let him capture the diva in you. You want your lips to look glossy and look shiny? Well, Gimme Sugar is a new lip gloss collection that will be launching in the spring with seasonal colors, fabulous shades that will complement your skin tone. So check out Gimme Sugar's website at www.gimmesugar.com. Having the right insurance can be very important, but finding coverage that works for you isn't always easy. And who has the time to sort through all those options? Inspire Insurance Solutions can help. We offer a broad portfolio of health, life, retirement, and long-term care insurance products. They're all designed to meet the needs of individuals like you, and they all come from highly rated companies. The broad selection allows Inspire agents to help you find the insurance plan that fits your lifestyle and your budget. So get solutions you need and the service you deserve. Call now to speak with a licensed agent at 281-408-0239. That's 281-408-0239. It's time for insurance centered around you. Call 281-408-0239 today. Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc. is an authorized agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Insurance products availability may vary by state. You want to brand your business? You want to take it to the next level? Well, advertise here with us at Open Talk 2. Let us help you take your business where it needs to be. So email us at opentalk2@yahoo.com for more information.
All right. We got blast from the past.
More records of slave ships than one would dream. It seems inconceivable until you reflect that for 200 years ships sailed carrying cargo and slaves.
Non-violent. In the face of the violence that we've been experiencing for the past 400 years, is actually doing our people a disservice.
I want you to know that these are the birds.
Today on the show, I have a gentleman that has brought new heights to the rap game. You could call him the pioneer of rappers in the rap game. Open Talk 2 listeners, let's welcome to the show, Curtis Blow.
Hey.
Hey, Curtis, how are you?
Oh, mighty fine. I'm blessed. Thank you for
Thanks.
Having me on the show.
I am so honored. You just don't know. I am very honored.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Okay. Can you tell my listeners a little bit, how did you get started in the rap game back in the day?
Well, to make a long story short, I was in the right place at the right time.
Okay.
In Harlem, New York City, in the Bronx, just hanging out as a teenager. And my mom was actually a great dancer. She was very popular. She used to go out to the nightclubs in Harlem and, you know, like the Renaissance Ballroom and the Cotton Club and, and the Savoy Manor and all those spots that you know, were big in the 50s and the 60s.
Okay.
And so her reputation got around as this great dancer. So, you know, during the house parties and family get-togethers and birthday parties and holidays and stuff like that, she loved music so much. And during the house parties, I became like her personal DJ playing the songs.
Okay.
And because she was a dancer, I in turn wanted to be a dancer too. So I started out, oh, look at little Kurt. He's 6 years old, but he can dance. Check him out, you know. So from that point on, I just kept with the dancing, and pretty soon my reputation got around that this little guy, Kurt, can really, you know, do his thing. So by the time when I was 13 years old, the B-boys from the block came and got me and said, come on, come to this, you know, this competition. And from there, I just started dancing around and getting my reputation. Then became the family DJ, of course, at
okay.
a young age.
Okay.
So it was a part of my upbringing and, you know, being raised by my mom and her love of music.
Okay.
So that's where it came from.
Okay. So what was the success like back then?
It was a dream world, you know, just coming out of the ghetto, out of Harlem, 19, 20 years old, traveling to places I've never seen before, like Paris and Belgium and Berlin and, you know, London. It was just an incredible, incredible ride because, you see, I was the first artist signed to a major label.
Right, we know about you.
You know, and so that means that was, you know, I got major press. So every city I went to, the record company had it all set up in the conference room. I'd get there and, you know, they'd have newspapers and magazines and radio and TV, everybody all set up throughout the day. And every city I went to, I was just doing press after press after press. And so it got documented. And it was just like, you know, a dream world.
Okay.
It was great.
Okay. Well, do you have any current or favorite rap artists right now in the hip-hop game? Right now?
I love everybody, you know. I have no real favorites, you know. I love everybody from, you know, Jay-Z to Busta Rhymes to Eminem to Nas.
Okay.
There's so much flavor and so much talent out there,
I
you know.
I know.
You could be entertained in many different assets, many different varieties of music, of hip-hop flavor, we call it.
Right, okay. Well, let me ask you, how was the transition from the old-school rap game and to becoming to what you are right now as a minister? How was the transition?
It was gradual. You know, it took a few years. We like to joke around that, you know, that song Amazing Grace is my song, you know.
Okay.
It took some amazing grace to save a wretch like me. But it was a grad, gradual thing, you know, from reading the Bible, then going to church, then getting saved and born again, then going to Bible study classes, and,
okay,
and actually going back to school and getting a degree.
Oh.
And being ordained,
okay,
as a minister. So,
okay,
it was a ride, a journey, you know. I say I'm a way away from where I should be, but I'm a long ways away from where I was.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. For all the upcoming artists, like the young little OGs, I call them, that try to get in the rap game or the hip-hop industry, what kind of advice or what words of wisdom would you give them?
Words of wisdom, I say education, education, education is the key to success. You need to study your craft, analyze it, do the research, find out about it, what you're getting into it, study the history of it,
mm-hmm,
and then find out somebody within that history that was successful, repeat the steps that they took in order to achieve success, repeat those steps, and then you too will have success.
Okay, that's good. You know, I go roller skating from time to time on Sunday nights, and do you not know, they still play your songs, and we cut up on the breaks.
All right.
That is
thank
still
you, thank
out
you.
There.
I thank radio and all the DJs around the country for making that a classic and still keeping it.
They're keeping it alive. Hey, you're still
yeah,
out there. I'm telling you. I wish I hate to put you on the spot. I wish I could have you to just say a line or two from the breaks, but I know I can't do that to you. So, but
nah, what's up?
No, don't. Oh my God!
If you got what it takes, 'cause I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks.
Oh my God! That is it. That is it. Well, everybody, this is Curtis Blow. I got him on the show. That was a little rhyme right there. You check that out. I know it. Thank you for taking your time to interview with me.
No worries. It's all good.
Okay.
All right, y'all. That was Curtis Blow. I had the pleasure meeting him. We had so much fun on the phone. He is an awesome person, y'all. So, but anyway, thank you for listening to the show today. Hope you enjoyed it. I'll be back next Tuesday on the 28th at 10 a.m. I'm not going to tell you who's going to be on the show because I want you to call and listen or go online and listen. So I'm going to leave you hanging on that one. So follow me on Twitter at OpenTalk2. Like me at Facebook at OpenTalk2. If you have any ideas or you just want to share a story, email me at OpenTalk2@yahoo.com. Again, you want to advertise with us, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Also looking for my independent artists to send me some more work. So continue to send it to me. Submit them your MP3 submissions to opentalk2@yahoo.com. If you want to be featured on the show, hit me up. Make sure you email me as well. Also, again, I want to send advertise for Paul at 832-716-9968. It's called the Tax Guy. So make sure y'all hit him up. Call for free estimates. Make sure you tell him that I referred you so he can hook you up. So make sure you do that as well. And they also have a driving school there too. So you can check that out. Again, the Houston Power is starting their practices. So officially their training camps have started. So if you want to be a part of that, go to Law Park Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays. They are there. So they're there to give autographs, take pictures with their fans. So, again, the Houston Power Training Camp is officially started. If not, check out their website, www.HoustonPowerFootball.com, for current information as well. All right, guys. Y'all have a blessed week, blessed weekend, and I'm out of here.
Are you ready for some football? Real women playing real football? Well, check out the Houston Power Women Football Team at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. Do you want to capture the diva in you? You want to show off that perfect image? Well, call Nicholas at Picture It Photography at 281-716-0239. Again, that's Picture It Photography. Let him capture the diva in you. You want your lips to look glossy and look shiny? Well, Gimme Sugar is a new lip gloss collection that will be launching in the spring with seasonal colors, fabulous shades that will complement your skin tone. So check out Gimme Sugar's website at www.GimmeSugar.com. Having the right insurance can be very important, but finding coverage that works for you isn't always easy. And who has the time to sort through all those options? Inspire Insurance Solutions can help. We offer a broad portfolio of health, life, retirement, and long-term care insurance products. They're all designed to meet the needs of individuals like you, and they all come from highly rated companies. The broad selection allows Inspire agents to help you find the insurance plan that fits your lifestyle and your budget. So get solutions you need and the service you deserve. Call now to speak with a licensed agent at 281-408-0239. That's 281-408-0239. It's time for insurance centered around you. Call 281-408-0239 today. Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc. is an authorized agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Insurance products availability may vary by state. You want to brand your business? You want to take it to the next level? We're advertised here with us at Open Talk 2. Let us help you take your business where it needs to be. So email us at opentalk2@yahoo.com for more information.